Stockman Covey, a premier leadership development authority that aids individuals and organizations in aligning their strategies with proven principles. Here is Dr. Covey.
The world has changed dramatically since The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People was first published. Life is more complex, more stressful, more demanding. We have transitioned from the industrial age into the information knowledge worker age, with all of its profound consequences. We face challenges and problems in our personal lives, our families, and our organizations unimagined even 1 and 2 decades ago. These challenges are not only of a new order of magnitude, they are altogether different in kind. These sweeping changes in society and the rumbling shifts in the digitized global marketplace gives rise to a very important question, one that I'm asked fairly often. Are the 7 habits of highly effective people still relevant today? And for that matter, will they be relevant 10, 20, 50, 100 years from now? My answer is very simple. The greater the change and the more difficult our challenges, the more relevant the habits become. Why? What's the reason? Why would they become more relevant? It's because our problems and our pain are universal and increasing, and the solutions to the problems are and will always be based upon universal, timeless, self-evident principles common to every enduring, prospering society throughout history. I did not invent these principles. I take no credit for them. I've simply identified and organized them into a sequential framework. One of the most profound learnings of my life is this. If you want to achieve your highest aspirations and overcome your greatest challenges, identify and apply the principle or natural law that governs the results you seek. How we apply a principle will vary greatly and will be determined by our unique strengths, talents, and creativity. But ultimately, success in any endeavor is always derived from acting in harmony with the principles to which the success is tied. Many people do not think this way, at least consciously. In fact, you will increasingly find that principled solutions stand in stark contrast to the common practices and thinking of our popular culture. Allow me to illustrate this contrast with a few of the most common human challenges we face. First, fear and insecurity. So many people today are gripped with a sense of fear. They fear for the future. They feel vulnerable in the workplace. They're afraid of losing their jobs and their ability to provide for their families. This vulnerability often fosters a resignation to riskless living and to codependency with others at work and at home. Our culture's common response to this problem is to become more and more independent. People say, I'm going to focus on me and mine. I'll do my job, I'll do it well, and then get on to my real joys off the job. Independence is an important, even vital value and achievement. The problem is, we live in an interdependent reality, not an independent one. And our most important accomplishments require interdependency skills, well beyond our present abilities. Second, I want it now. People want things, and they want them now. I want money. I want a nice big house, a nice car, the biggest and best entertainment center. I want it all, and I deserve it. Though today's credit card society makes it easy to get now and pay later, economic realities eventually set in, and we are reminded, sometimes very painfully, that our purchases cannot outstrip our ongoing ability to produce. Pretending otherwise is unsustainable. The demands of interest are unrelenting and unforgiving. Even working hard is not enough. With the dizzying rate of change in technology and increasing competition driven by the globalization